G'day, I'm Kate Watson. Courtney Palmer is Big W's State Manager for Queensland and the NT. With that, she oversees 48 Woolworths Group stores across those regions. She's been with Woolies for over a decade, but I think it's best she tells us about herself. Thanks for joining us, Courtney.
Thanks for having me, Kate. I'm a proud Wurrumbai woman. My people are from the Port Stephens area in Newcastle, but for many generations, my family, we've grown and lived in Gumbengia country in Coffs Harbour. I live there. I'm a mother of three. Have been really fortunate to continue to live in Coffs, something that's close to my heart, of being able to raise children on country and not have that pressure of progressing career and having to leave what's important to myself and my family and having that community support. So
you're living the dream by the sounds of it, Courtney. I'm interested in your background as well. You have a HR background. Doing research for this interview, you're quoted as saying that ensuring everybody is included and feels like they belong is what motivates you. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's really easy to make decisions in business that are from the way we see the world, and sometimes that's based on privilege. So I think it's important to have a voice in decision making, whether that's a regional voice or just from a non-dominant culture. So, you know, how we've been able to do that is in really non-traditional ways.
Yeah, I'm curious, do you have an example?
Yeah, so if I think about, you know, Ramadan, you know, understanding Ramadan, and importantly in regional areas for myself, we might not have many team members or community members that we interact with to understand what the true practice of Ramadan is. So as a team, we actually went to the mosque in Lakemba. We also had different people from community come and talk to what it meant to be a Muslim in Australia, and whether that's the understanding of some of the racial impacts, understanding choices on food and what we should do as a food retailer. But just thinking about our team and, you know, even as simple as a prayer room, somewhere to actually go and practice. It's not consciously on my radar unless I immerse and understand more.
Courtney, it's so great talking to you because you're clearly so passionate. You've got a couple of key drivers. One is cultivating that inclusive culture in the workplace. The other is regional Australia and that love of where you come from. I too am from regional Australia. I completely understand it. Can you tell us a bit more about why it's just so important?
I think it's the heart of this country, isn't it? You think about the food bowl. Again, for me, it's the community connection. Like, you know, you go into a regional pub, you'll pretty much find out what's going on in that town, what's important to that town, and people will talk to you. So I think that's where my passion comes in. You know, I come from a family of farmers or small business in regional, so I have the understanding of, you know, what happens when the drought hits, and my parents had a whitewater rafting company and tourism dries up from that sense. Banana plantations we've had in regional farms.
Yeah, you can't put a price on that perspective when you're actually from the communities that you're dealing with. Courtney, you wear a couple of other hats. You're on the board of the Happy Boxes Project. I know you're keen to talk about that. Tell us a little bit about that initiative.
Yeah, the Happy Boxes is a really exciting grassroots not-for-profit, and it's all about empowering Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women through alleviating the barriers of access to basic needs. And they are led by the voices of Aboriginal community. So their board, I think, is about 50% First Nations, male and female. And then you think about Woolworths, and I also sit on the Woolworths First Nation Advisory Board. It's the exact same concept, is we can't make decisions for people, our people, Aboriginal people, unless we have the voice there guiding those decisions to ensure that they're fit for our communities.
Yeah, and I will pop a link to the Happy Boxes Project in your episode notes for anyone listening who wants to check that out. Courtney, before we wrap up, the last word, what do you want to leave with the audience today?
The thing I would like to leave with the audience, and I touched upon the Happy Box Project and the importance of having a voice in guiding decision making. At Woolworths Group, we do support the Uluru Statement from the Heart. And I guess my ask would be that not having an understanding or an opinion when we get to that ballot box is probably not an option for us. How do we help at least understand what it means to have a voice, so that when we are at the ballot box and we're making that conscious decision, we're making an informed decision?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. That's what we try and do at The Squeeze. We won't tell you what to think, but we certainly will help you be more informed about decisions you're making. So it seems like we're on the same page there, Courtney. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This interview is brought to you by our podcast partner, Woolworths Group. For more about the Woolworths Regional Report, check out the link in your episode notes or head to woolworthsgroup.com.au.